welcome everybody. This is Free. This is our Monday night simulcast conference call on BBS Radio and on a telephone line. And everybody, we have some people on the telephone line. Would you like to say hello to everybody on BBS? You don't have to, but if you want to, 1, 2, 3.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello, and welcome.
Now, the people on BBS actually have the advantage because they have to do it psychically. So all of you on BBS, I want you to say hello back to us, but you're just going to have to think it.
Ben, start recording.
Start recording?
Yes.
You see that? He bosses me around. You should be saying, Wynn, would you mind, don't forget to start recording. That's all right.
He's being concise.
I need to hang up here. I need to call my work.
Are you leaving, guys?
Yes, I'll be back on again in 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to start this. Thank you.
Enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is now being recorded.
Well, greetings to everybody on BBS, on the conference call, and on the replay line, the people that are listening to the downloads and the replay. And we have a very interesting talk scheduled for tonight, except Terry is not here. And I was sending her the light right now because she's usually very responsible, and probably she fell asleep. And because I called her just before the line. Are you there, Terry? Hello, Terry? Calling Terry? Okay. So,
all callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
So, until Terry shows up, what I'll do is I'm going to discuss the topic that we brought up tonight from my own point of view and share what I've learned. And many of you who have come on our Sunday calls have learned about the interaction between higher realms and this realm and what creates the opportunity for interventions to occur. And then we'll continue and we'll ask them directly next week. So, as many of you know, I have had hundreds of conversations with an intelligences that have explained themselves to be two group souls who are in other dimensions, who are able to connect with us, help us. They're actually part of us. And we've had many conversations learning how they interact, where they came from, and many of us have developed our own unique relationships with these energies. And that does not mean channeling, it means feeling them. Because you can, in this realm, you can learn to be sensitive to their energies. And to me, that's one of the most important things I do in this work, is to create the opportunity for people to connect with the energies. Because oftentimes in this realm, people try to learn things mentally and intellectually, and they miss making a connection. And so, I'm going to mute people to come in.
entry and exit chimes are off.
And no matter how much you understand something in your mind, no matter how smart you are, it's not the same as loving and making a loving connection with each other or with these sources in other realms. And I have seen that through this work we're doing, many people have used it as an opportunity to make connections. And they've said many times, and this is, of course, is something that would have to be, you have to validate for yourself. If you're listening tonight, you have to keep checking this out. But they say that because you are on this call, because you're listening, they, as a group soul energy, are open to paying attention to you. And they're open to flowing energy into your space if you would find that a good experience. Now, from your point of view, if you're going to find that a good experience, you have to make sure who is flowing energy into your space. I mean, some people just like phenomena. Okay, give me ghosts. Give me goblins. Let me see funny phenomena. But, you know, that's not a very good approach to this, because as those who have studied my material know, there are many, many energies in other realms which are not positive, that look like, they can look like they're positive, that can be tricksters, that can seduce your energies, that can say, wow, aren't you special? We've come to talk to you, or we're with you. And so one of the first things that anyone who is open to this kind of work has to do is to develop their discernment to make sure that whatever energy that you choose to let in to your space is positive. And you have to use your discernment to check me out to make sure I'm positive. Because if you did not do that, if I just said, follow me, go where I go, and you do that and don't check me out, then even if I am positive, you are not owning it for yourself, because it's something which each person has to personally validate in their own consciousness, in their own heart, and in their own life experience. And so we have a lot of ways for you to validate it. And one of the ways is to read our materials, to read all the stories of what happened to me, what happened to David Wilcock, and how these sources tie in historically with the spiritual evolution of humans. And the thing about the stories, if you take the time to study them, is there's a huge amount of real evidence, impossible evidence that could be just random, that presents itself. That it would be very hard for a negative source to create such an incredible body of evidence. A negative source could be charismatic, they could be clever, they could be wise, but to create a body of evidence of over thousands of years that all ties together, to get people that look like people keep coming in as an indication of reincarnation, I don't believe that's within the scope of a negative source to create that. So it's important for you to study the material, to decide for yourself that this is real. Because if you don't do that, and you're just saying, here, let me have some phenomena, let me feel energies, even if it's positive, and it is positive, everything in my own experience has convinced me that it is. I shouldn't even say that. I should say, to my experience, it's positive, but it's something you need to check out. Also, that what we're doing here is very rare. And when something happens in this realm, it's very rare. It's also very easy to miss it because you don't expect it. Everything that comes in seems to, you know, you try to equate it. This is like that, and this is like that. I remember when I was a kid, I tell this story that I lived in Philadelphia, and I used to go to New York City, and I was kind of had a bohemian leaning, and I would go into a cafe there called the Cafe Wa, and I was very young, and there was this guitar player who was just so awesome. And I was not an expert on guitar players. In fact, it might be the only time that I ever saw a professional guitar player. And he was spinning his guitar and turning around his back. And, you know, there were like six people in the room. And I said to myself, God, you have to be really good to be a guitar player these days. Because to me, he looked like a guitar player that could have been playing at fraternities, you know, that just was in the small club. And I guess about 6 years later, I saw his picture on a record album, and it was Jimi Hendrix. But I didn't know he was a great guitar player. I mean, I knew that he touched me and moved me and moved. I could feel the energy. But I didn't have enough experience to know how good he really was at that time. And it just doesn't seem that it would be possible for me to fall in off the street and walk into this basement cafe with six people in it, and one of the world's greatest guitar players who ever lived was there playing guitar. So many times people come on this line, and, you know, there's not always a lot of people on the line, and you know, we don't have millions of people or even, you know, we have thousands of people in message a day. But on these calls, maybe there's 100 people listening. And oftentimes you would think, well, something is so great, how come there's not hundreds of thousands of people? Well, this is something you have to keep checking it out and kicking the tires. You have to check it out over time to see if it sticks, because it's not something I can tell you, but I've watched the way people react to this. I've watched their growth. I've watched the various, what I call, interventions from these higher realms where people have had healings, and of course many of you know the story of my sister's healing. And if you don't take all this in and pay attention to it, how can you possibly know and be open to the idea of letting some energy into your system from some other realm? Because some guy on a radio show says it's a good idea. Well, so there's a certain amount of education and understanding and personal discernment and discretion and choice for you to go through. And, of course, I hope you'll buy some of my materials, but even if you don't, if you just read Message a Day every day, the story is there, and if you read it every day, after a couple of months, it'll go click, 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 wow, this really happened. MessageAday.net and the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce and questions and answers with the Elohim. And all these books, all these things, even Message a Day, none of them just say, here's a higher source and believe this. They talk about the experience of real humans and what happened to them, and the way this unfolded, and it's very compelling to hear the story of real humans, not just a channeled source and some message from high, because the fact that there's real humans grounds it into the physical realm. It's not meant to be a there and a here. It's meant to be a continuum that flows from there to here. And this realm that we're in, that we call the physical realm, is a compression of the same energies that the Elohim and Ra groups are made up of. It's a compression of energy that the only difference is the density of it. And in this realm, the energy is very dense. And in the higher realms, it's very thin. So it's like in one channeling recently, they talked about it like they used the example of a lemon meringue pie, where the meringue at the top is rather fluffy and light, and it goes all the way down to the crust, which is really very solid. And so it's not a there and a here. It's a continuum. And we were talking about interventions. How do interventions occur? Interventions, now this is me talking. Interventions occur because in most cases, this continuum is disjointed. The flow from the meringue to the crust is broken. It's got, it doesn't flow all the way through. So the meringue has got to reach down to the crust and start to make changes in all the energies that go from there to here. And when the energies are broken, they can't get through, and then they can't do something. So when you can create a flow and you can penetrate through those broken energies, which I call the veil, many people call the veil, the veil, I guess, is as good a word as any. It's where in Earth here, our energies go up and then they get blocked. And that when you can penetrate the veil, you start to create a bridgeway through the meringue pie into this realm. And that's when shifts can occur. Many of you have had synchronicities. Synchronicity is where you have penetrated into this flow and you've participated in the creation of something in a higher realm. And oftentimes when you do that, you're not really aware that you did it. It's so subtle because, at least for me, I don't see what's going on up there. But I can feel things. I've learned to trust my feelings, my intuitions, the pictures that come to me. I've learned to feel when energy comes back and when it doesn't. What do I mean by that, when energy comes back? You know, we do this every Sunday, and if you haven't participated on one of our grid healings, I highly recommend it, because we send energy up through our crown chakra into the higher realms and bring it back down, and we can feel it, and it's stronger. It's kind of like we're bouncing energy into the field of the group souls, bringing it back down into this realm. And we're enabling, we are the bridge, the path, that allows them to come in and something to shift. And over again, they say they need to be asked. And there's fine points to this, but I would not try to answer these questions with certainty, because it's something that I have not complete understanding about. What I do know is that we have watched this occur enough times to know that it is possible to make a pathway from the meringue to the crust and for a miracle to happen. Of course, the first time I experienced this, actually, I experienced in my life many, many times synchronicities. Experienced many synchronicities in my life. And when I was younger and I was having those experiences, I really didn't understand it. It was like miracles, because things were happening consistently that couldn't happen. But since I started this experience of communication with other realms, the first time that something extraordinary happened was that episode with my sister, where this happened in the first 6 months with Daphne. Excuse me for all of you that have heard this story before, but I know there's people on the line that probably didn't hear it. And it's a very important story because within the context of the story, it explains why I chose to have this commitment to do these kind of calls and talk about this. It's not because I need the intention or I want recognition. I became convinced on how important this could be for other people because they had convinced me through this interaction with my sister. And what happened was I had gotten a phone call from my brother-in-law, and he had said that my sister was going in the hospital. The next day, she was having a crucial cancer operation, and they thought she would die. And so this was in the first 4 or 5 months of my communication with the voice that said they were the Elohim through Daphne. And I asked them, I said, could you help my sister? And they said that they could help my sister. So this was the first time that I had ever even ventured into any kind of request like this. And so the next thing I hear is my sister survived the operation. And initially, I thought it had to be coincidence that she couldn't be alive because I asked a question to some voice coming through Daphne. So I didn't say anything. I didn't tell anything to my brother-in-law. And a few weeks went by, and then my brother-in-law, Larry, called me again and said something really strange happened. He said, Joanne went in for tests to see if the cancer had come back, and they said there was no cancer. But in her test, her lupus had disappeared. And so they tested her again and again because apparently lupus never disappears. And so I began to become fairly convinced that this occurred because I asked them. And I asked for their help, and they said they would give it. And later I asked the question, and I asked them how they did that, and they said it was like putting a filter in her blood and taking the lupus out. And there was actually more to this, which I don't usually share, but I think in the context of today, we're talking about intervention. When my sister survived that operation, she was very depressed, and I started calling her every day, and I said I was the cheer-up committee, and I would look up jokes, and I started reading her jokes. Every day I'd read her a new joke, and she was really looking forward to it. And in the hospital, she was getting really happy and joyous, and the nurses were all paying attention to her. And it was during this period that she had to go in for the tests, and the lupus disappeared. Now, when I had asked them about how they did that, they also told me that my calling her every day and telling her jokes was a critical part of her healing, because that helped create the energetic bridge that allowed them to work on her. So I don't know if you guys are getting this intuitively, if you can feel this on a cellular level. What's happening is we're talking about, you know, people oftentimes they come to me and say, wait, ask the Elohim to do this. Ask the Elohim to do that. And it's like they don't do what I tell them to do. I'm not sure they could if they wanted to. It has to do with energy flows. It has to do with bridging. It has to do with creating the stair step from this realm into their realm. How do you create that stair step? Part of it is in the human part. It's in the humanness. It's in me telling my sister jokes. It's in me smiling at somebody. I say this many times and people don't get it. Some people do, but I can't say it enough, because if you want to make the connection with, one way to look at it is that if you're totally desperate and lonely, your energies are really contracted. And then you say, God, help me. And there's this very big gap between you and other dimensions. So if you want to start to make a connection, you have to start to uncontract. How do you uncontract? You know what? You do it through small acts of kindness to people. You do it on a human side. Within the human side, within human kindness, within human care, we create bridges with each other that starts to uncontract us, that leaves the space for them to come in and add to it. See, they can add to the energies that we built, but if there's nothing here to add to, I don't think they have a way to ground it. So we have been doing this on our conference calls. Over and over again on our calls, we are creating a group interaction right here on the call. And, you know, we've been doing this for a few years. And I know some of you have actually been around since we started. And I know you see the change and the shift, because the energies we create now are something that have occurred because of my own learning and because of you. I mean, you guys have been teaching me just by being on this line and opening up your energies and your love. You have taught me how it works. And you've also taught yourself how it works, because we can see it working. We're not talking about, you know, oftentimes when you hear people, they say humans have to love each other. Humans have to do this. Humans have to do that. We're not doing that. We're actually producing those energies right here within the context of what we're doing. And we are creating bridges from the higher realms into this realm, so that interventions can occur. So from my own intuitive understanding of this, it would be like everything that's physical has a matrix of energy that starts right at source, and then it goes through everything it goes through to get to be a solidified piece of matter. And different pieces of matter down here are different. And the last time we did this call, they said it was easier to work with air and water, but it was harder to work with fire and earth, and that air and water had a consciousness. So if it came to creating rain, because we asked about that, we know Native Americans do rain dances, and that was one of the more easier things for them to work with, to create rain, or to change the way winds blow. Now, you know what? The negative may be able to do this also, so don't assume just because people can call in a source and change the weather or change something that it's positive. Don't assume anything. Any connection with other realms should be observed over time carefully. And Jesus made a good criteria when he said, by your fruits ye shall be known. And it's one of, I applied that to the work we're doing, because I know for a couple of years, a couple, 3 years, I said, geez, I hope I'm not making a mistake. How do I know these are positive sources? How do I know I'm not, you know, there's a lot of responsibility, because we're talking about introducing people to things that are invisible, invisible to me and to you, and yet we are being a conduit to bring energy into this realm. So this is a very tricky thing. It's not so easy. It's not so simple. And each of you, I know, that's on this line wants to do that, and wants to be part of that. And if the more people that do that, the more we can impact change and shift in this realm. And we've had questions about that. I've had questions. And say, for example, we want to change something. Let's say there's something in this realm, and I know there's many things in this realm that we all would wish would change and be different. And one of the problems in changing things in this realm is that there are huge groups of consciousnesses and beings that don't want things to change. And the very things we would like to change, they would like to hold in position. So it's not easy to go in, and they're very powerful. It's not easy to go in because they will snap it back into the old pattern. And there's, you know, laws of allowing free will so that you can't just say, let's do away with those negative guys, because free will is honored.
There he's with us.
Now, there's another interesting thing, and I don't know if any of you have come across this in the raw material, but in the Carla Ruckert raw material, which is part of our primer package, the first two books, Ra was explaining, and remember, Ra is a huge group soul that's made up of graduates of this realm, and Ra was explaining that each solar system, each planet, has a consciousness, and that there's a making up of the rules of how evolution will occur in that solar system and on that planet, that the consciousness of the planet has a great deal, if not 100% deal, of deciding how that will occur. So when we start to look at it that way, we see the universe is not a creation of, well, it may be a creation of the Elohim. They created the original compressions of energy that created physical universe and time. But then each compression of energy was given its own free will to grow, just like if you have children, you would bring them up to a certain point, then they have to find their own way. And so, from the higher realms, the excitement, the positive outcome of this is they can watch things evolve and grow without always it being under their control or forcing anything. And if everything was growing and going beautifully, it would be much better. But unfortunately, the idea of possessions in this realm and the density of material caused many consciousnesses to adapt what they call a service-to-self MO, which means, how can I create more energy underneath me, focused towards me? How can I create people to give me energy?
Terry is with us.
And the interesting thing is the service to self positions itself in the meringue pie that as an example, somewhere higher than the crust, but lower than the meringue, and it makes the energy, it doesn't look back, it only looks down. So it doesn't really have a way of revitalizing itself, going back to source. It has to revitalize itself by bringing energies in from underneath it, focusing it towards it. And so it becomes like a, I need more energy, need more money. It's like when you get into it, it's a never, it seems to be a never-ending cycle of gimme, gimme, gimme. And whereas when you start to move your consciousness up to the meringue, you're now connecting with the really high creative places where things come in and you don't need to point things at yourself. You can be transparent and things come to you, but because they come to you out of free will, not because you're manipulating them to be under your thumb, which is what the negative does. It manipulates things to be under their thumb, as if the mafia who loans you money, and then you're under their thumb forever if they have their way. And many other organizations or individuals operating under the same auspices. Terry, you don't happen to be on the line, do you?
Yes, I am. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Where'd you go tonight?
Well, it started out with there was an earthquake over here, and then shifted me out of my mind here, and I forgot. It wasn't that
bad.
You forgot.
You forgot. Oh, my God. Well, have you been listening for a while?
Yes.
Okay. We only have 9 minutes, and I kind of got on my own roll tonight. And so I don't think I'm going to try to ask the questions that I was planning on asking, but I will go for another couple of minutes and just open up so they can make any comments and see, you know, for all those people that say, when is Wayne going to shut up? we can let our group souls make the comments on what I'm talking about. And if any of you were on the call on Sunday, there's something I said that I wanted to make sure. Somebody sent me an email about it, and so I wanted to make sure I clarified it. And that was that I've known Terry for 30 years, and nowhere is she as smart as the Elohim when they speak through her. And when I said that, somebody thought I hurt Terry's feelings. But the fact of the matter is, Terry tells me that all the time. She says, God, I feel so smart when they're talking through me. Everything makes sense. It comes together. And I feel stupid when they talk. I mean, they have an edge. They're out of this realm. They got a bunch of them making the words together. They have experiences that we don't have. So I don't mind that they're smart. But what's best is that they're loving and they have the ability. And the important thing is, as I said at the beginning of this talk, it's not about the words. It's not about the understanding. It's about being able to receive the energies all the way from the top of the meringue pie down to the crust. And that when that flow of energy is going, then miracles can occur. You see, they exist in a realm where things are loose, flow, that they can rearrange time. Everything is in a flow. Nothing is fixed. But we exist in a realm where things are very rigid and very fixed. So when we create the bridge for the higher realms to come into this realm, then we bring part of that flow, of that looseness, they call it like spring WD-40, into this realm, which allows magic to occur, which allows things to occur that would violate the laws of this realm traditionally. So, it's 6:44, we got 6 minutes. Next week, I'm going to ask the questions specifically about, and this will be a very fascinating topic, because very fascinating and also relevant, because our realm needs interventions. We need this flow from that realm into this realm. And we're in such a state of transformation, and there's not a lot of time. And so we're going to have conversations, and we're going to be talking and getting from the horse's mouth what it takes to get their help in this realm. But I'm not going to have that conversation because we don't have enough time. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to call in the light, and I'm going to turn it over to Terry, and I'm going to turn it over to them as they speak through Terry. And they've been listening, so I'm sure they'll make some comments on what I said. And then look forward to next Monday, and we will ask the crucial questions. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group connection, a blending of energies of all of us present on this line. And if you shut your eyes and you be in a quiet space, you might feel the energies of that connection. And we invite our sources to join with this connection right now. The positive sources operating in the law of one, in the Christed energies, and we create a protected space that only the positive can access, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And we have 4 minutes, 5 minutes perhaps, and we'll just turn it over to them, and they can comment however they would see fit on the nature of interventions from their realm into ours. And we will continue this, I think we'll continue this next week.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you in this short period of time. Monday, July 7th, 2010. Terry is a little jumpy because of the little shakers that we've been experiencing in the area of off the coast of California, South Bay, and Hermosa Beach in the last 24 hours. And so give us a moment to further ground ourselves here. We are mindful of the things that wind has been saying, and we are able to come in and make ourselves available in areas where there is free energy and free attention to accept our help. And when there is intention in a certain line that an individual has to carry his task or his tasks in a certain direction, and this is for the greater good, then we are mindful whether or not he knows or he, she knows about us. and we are mindful at this time of all of the prayers that are going on in the Gulf. And we have seen the conflict there in that the oil is a consciousness and has them under very great pressure and has been trying exceedingly hard once that the pole was punctured to lower the pressure and to escape. And we consider the oil in the consciousnesses of all, and this is taken into account. So that is our main message, that we are available and open and paying attention when individuals are asking and have intention for the completion or the progress on a certain task, and that we may enter into the formula and may help whether the individual knows about it or not. And it is not only us that in a situation moves into synchronicities, because the individual he projects a certain frequency of this desire and matching frequencies to fulfill the desire will come to him. We can add from emphasis and power by also moving with and behind this flow. We take a look over Earth at this time, and we see areas under pressure. Areas near fault lines, and this is probably a topic for another time, that we send moderation flows to help harmonize these grids. Adonai.
Thank you so much for being here. And I want to close myself saying that the fact that we're connecting to these kinds of sources does not mean that you're supposed to not be human, and that you have, each of you listening, has your own life path, your own way of reaching upwards, your own next challenge. Each of you has a challenge to break through. And the law of one means to use your own ability to have visualization and intention to move yourself to your next highest level of human expression. It means getting out of your desperateness. No matter how bad everything may appear, to find a way, don't wait for the moment to be kind or have a loving gesture towards someone else, because it is those very things that will create the bridges and synchronicities for you to lift above the desperateness and the fear that can take one over when you're on a planet that's in the transition as we are in right now. So on that note, I'm going to close this call.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
We can have everyone on the conference line. Okay. Hi to everyone who's listening on BBS. Go ahead. 1, 2, 3.
Hello, everybody.
Good night.
Hello.
Good night. And all of you on... all of you on BDS can say goodbye to all of us. And we send you our love and support. Of course, on Wednesday, we have our question and answer seminar or conference call. It's not on BBS, but it's on a phone line, and you're welcome to listen in as Terry answers questions from our sources that you guys